Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we're about a week past SummerSlam, and we're actually recording this before SummerSlam. And to honor one of the great SummerSlams, maybe the most memorable main event of a SummerSlam, the very first one, Mark and I are going to watch the SummerSlam 88 main event, Mega Powers versus the Mega Bucks. We're going to watch that and just add some commentary over it. In a moment, I'm going to give you the timestamp that we're talking. Now, we're not going to do commentary over it. We're just going to discuss it.
Right.
Because I remember being a 13-year-old boy. This was a big deal. And as soon as it happened, we didn't have the internet
to go searching for these pictures.
Yeah. Right, right.
Wait on the after mags to come out 3 months later.
Now, if you haven't listened to last week's episode 195, I don't know where we're at. I apologize. We're logged into my account. Well, Mark's account is still active.
Yes, till the end of the billing.
Till the end of the billing cycle. Mark, you've got better eyesight. Now, what's our time stamp here?
2 hours, 4 minutes, 22 seconds. Bobby the Brain Heenan has got a split screen with some guy in the WWF studios.
And so we wanted to hear the Bobby Heenan promo.
So, what was it? 2 hours, 4 minutes, 22 seconds. Go ahead and pause right now, find that, and then hit play.
Or you could just listen to us, because I think what we're going to say is going to be entertaining whether you watch along or not.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe pause it now, and then
maybe. Now. Starting now. So here we go, Bobby Heenan. And hopefully this doesn't come through our microphones too much, and we get flagged, but that's okay.
Trying to listen to Bobby Heenan talk. But he's talking. Andre the Giant looking all slim and trim.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about the special guest referee.
Right. Now Heenan looks concerned.
Yeah.
The announcement of Jesse Ventura.
And they all know sell it.
Yeah.
As if they know something.
Now, Ted DiBiase asks for the money. He knows Jesse Ventura will take it. Don't even worry about this, DiBiase said. This one's in the bag.
We'll take
care of it. They're all laughing because they know Jesse's going to take the money.
And now Macho Man is responding. So let me ask you this. Ted DiBiase has talked about how they gave him. He was always carrying around tons of money. Because they wanted him to be the million-dollar man. And that was a gimmick. But when Eric Bischoff takes hold of WCW, it wasn't a gimmick. Everybody, hey, here's just some money to go blow.
Here's some money, yeah.
And everybody was the million-dollar man.
And we get the – if I ever meet Hulk Hogan, I'm going to ask him to recreate this handshake with me on video. They're not going to show it. Here we go. Let's see what Jesse said.
Brother Love interviewing him. Dude, Brother Love, underrated. And what a great job.
So Jesse... See, that's the thing. When you're the announcer, you know, being an announcer, that you're saying I could step in there with anybody and be a world champion.
Yeah.
Like, you have to find line to walk, but Jesse could get away with that.
Yeah, he could.
People believed it.
Because, really, Jesse's career ended early.
Mm-hmm.
We never saw the best of Jesse Ventura.
And he's...
If you add it up.
So they play out that he's tough until Andre gets there.
Yeah.
And now the $1 million man.
So they've tried to intimidate him. Now they're trying to buy him.
Uh-huh.
Now, does Jesse Ventura keep this money? I mean, this is not a prop.
It's real money.
Yeah. And that's when Jesse was in great shape.
And it's
that's
also when he was off the heels of him being in some pretty major motion pictures.
Do you prefer him in Predator or Running Man? Or Batman and Robin?
Predator. Yeah, he was awesome in Predator, man. I ain't got time to bleed. That's a great line.
So is this Gorilla Monsoon and Vince McMahon?
I don't know. I can't hear it. You got
to. Oh. Yeah, we got to keep it turned down some. So, sorry, we're trying to hear.
This is going to be a great episode.
All right, what can we do to make it better? I just want to talk about
not stop and try to see if that's Vince McMahon talking.
Oh, sorry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's on commentary we're talking about. So
you're listening to us. You're not listening to them.
Oh, my. There's a kid dressed up like Macho Man.
Cosplay's a big thing now.
Yeah.
Back then, that kid probably, I bet his mom and daddy had a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Only Jesse Ventura in 1980s WWF could pull off a do-rag with the sleeves with the tassels on them and white tennis shoes and a pink frilled tuxedo. I wish I'd dressed like Jesse Ventura for our three-count commentary gig.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a difference. And it's the zeros at the end of the paycheck.
This is true.
I didn't remember Jesse wearing this getup for the whole match.
Huh? I could afford that outfit.
Right. We're not talking about.
It's not like he's wearing Versace out here, you know, and alligator shoes. He's got on Reeboks.
Right.
And a $100 jacket.
How brilliant is this feud coming out of WrestleMania 4?
It's brilliant.
You've got the four biggest single stars in your company.
Uh-huh.
And they're feuding, you know, there's the feud between Hogan and Andre, feud between Randy Savage and Ted DiBiase. Like, this is why Vincent Mann is still in business. Because you did not see this tag. If this were today, leading up to SummerSlam, we would have seen all four of these men in the ring at least 10 times.
Oh, yeah. Leading up to SummerSlam. DiBiase would have wrestled Hogan, and DiBiase would have wrestled Savage, and Andre would have wrestled Hogan. And then they'd have probably done some weird tag team thing where they made Hogan team up with DiBiase and Andre team up with Savage.
Yeah.
And they would have done that for 6 months leading up to our a month and a half leading up to it. Everybody would have already beaten everybody three times clean.
Yeah.
And then we would have got to this match and nobody would have cared.
Right. But this is why people used to pay for pay-per-view.
Right. You used to see Hulk Hogan cut a promo on TV.
Yes.
And you used to see Randy Savage cut promos on TV.
Yes.
You never saw Hulk Hogan wrestle if it wasn't Saturday Night's main event.
That's yes. And that's why you watched Saturday Night's main event.
Was because you were going to get to see Hulk Hogan wrestle. You might see Andre and Hogan have an angle where somebody beat somebody up on Brother Love Show. Or the Piper's Pit.
Yeah.
Or you'd see them jump on Savage. You'd see the angles on TV so that you would buy the pay-per-view to see the match. And now they give you the match every week for a month and a half leading up to the big show.
All right. So a couple of things. And these are Heath things that don't matter, but I'm going to mention them. Randy Savage puts a lot of money into this Mega Powers robe, a really beautiful robe.
Uh-huh.
All Hogan does is get the stuff stitched on the bottom of his trunks, which, to me, a major distraction. I don't like it.
Well,
I appreciate what he's doing.
He has to. Like, wow, they're wearing the same trunk.
Oh, and Savage has got it. But I believe when I see it on Savage's trunk, it's part of who he's done that before. That's part of his deal. He's had the design trunks with Hogan. I'm sorry.
Well, Hogan had to do something.
True.
Because everything else is yellow and red. Those are his colors.
Right.
So Hogan has to do something.
Yeah.
To look a little bit like Savage. So he takes what he doesn't wear.
Okay.
He doesn't wear other gear to the ring. So he does this thing, the mega powers with the stars, to show his solidity with Randy Savage. That's the little subtle things.
How they would have had mega power t-shirts if this were today.
Yes.
And we would own one.
Oh, yeah.
You and I. Mm-hmm. If they made it tomorrow, I'd buy it. That's a $30 t-shirt. I would not think twice about dropping $30
I wish I had a mega powers t-shirt.
Yes. Yes. And here's J.C. Ventura. You know, later on, he refereed the match. I guess Mick Foley was in it. And he wore, like, the referee outfit. Uh-huh. I like this better.
Oh, yeah, man. He's being himself.
I was going to say earlier, if you added up all the words of Andre the Giant, every promo we ever cut, it'd be less than 100 words, but it'd be better than anything we heard today.
Because you believed him.
Yeah.
When he said au revoir to Hulk Hogan, and he waved his hand at him dismissively. That said more than Randy Orton said in his last 3 years worth of promos.
So great. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in our country right now. Somebody posted a picture of the Andre the Giant statue. Mm-hmm. And said, I can't believe you people. Y'all don't remember what Andre the Giant did to Hulk Hogan? And he ripped his shirt off, and you guys are going to have a statue to him. I'm not going to stand for that. I'm telling you, I had to wait about 3 months to see this tape to go to Jerry's video. Yeah, I love, man. Jesse. This probably is not in the wasn't in the deal or whatever. Jesse's like, you know what? I'm going to do a little something to make everybody know that I'm a referee, and I'm going to switch these tag ropes up. It's something simple, something small, but it gives the illusion that
it will draw attention to me.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
I'm going to do something to draw attention to myself.
Yeah. And he didn't have to really do anything.
Right.
And to the common eye, is like, oh, he's doing what he's supposed to as a referee, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But to me, he's doing something to put the attention on himself.
And already, they're not making us wait. They're giving us the two guys we haven't seen. You don't think of Hogan. You don't think of Andre and Savage
now,
going one on one.
You notice here's what I like. Andre attacks Savage and chops him in the corner. Not once did he look up and tell everybody to be quiet and listen to it.
Yeah.
So they could hear the smack. Everybody knew that when Andre smacked him,
it was gonna
hurt.
Yeah. I love it. DiBiase saying, "I want Hogan."
But
this
there's
is great.
So much. Of this is the subtle tease of the Hogan Savage turn. The fact that they do have to wear red and yellow. The fact that, oh, I'm not good enough, you want Hogan.
Hmm. This is superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, that's right, because I remember now the call on
Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man and Ultimate Warrior. Now it comes back to me. We should go back and do commentary on that match.
It wouldn't be nearly as long. You know what I haven't seen yet in this match? Hadn't seen any chain wrestling, not a feeling out process.
No, because you don't have to.
Just you do what you do, I do what I do. Here we go.
When you got heat with somebody, you're not supposed to feel one another out. That's
right.
The psychology of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Guys who have heat with one another. And are not tech. Now, I get it. You got guys like Kurt Angle that may start up. But I'm saying guys who are not that type of wrestler who have heat, it's okay to start out. I can't stand when two guys have never faced one another before and they start out punching and kicking.
Now, did you see a little miscommunication? Hogan had DiBiase. Savage comes in, goes up on the second rope to do a maneuver, but then they end up doing a double elbow. And quick tags here from Hogan and Savage.
You don't want to know what I've always thought, though, the difference between the great ones and everybody else, though?
What's that?
Is there was a little miscommunication there.
Yeah.
And they didn't stop.
Right.
Nobody got flustered. Nobody
no
got,
heat.
Nobody got frustrated.
Right.
With one another. They just went right back to what they were supposed to do.
And that made it seem more real.
Right.
Like
but you see guys that don't know what they're doing. See, that was that's the spot he was probably thinking of.
Yeah.
And they go back to it, and they just pick right back up where they left
yeah,
off at,
so
and
good.
Nobody gets flustered.
They just showed a shot of Miss Elizabeth. This is by far in her career. That's the most tan she's been.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, she's beautiful.
Ain't she, though?
So, and she's just understated.
Class.
You know?
She's
yeah.
got class, man.
Yeah.
They did a double boot.
Yeah.
DiBiase kicked out. Technically, I guess that wasn't the big boot.
Andre the Giant started the match, was in there 30 seconds. And everybody knows if he gets tagged in, the tide of the match will turn. And Hogan goes over just trying to
and
even.
They do everything to make sure you know Andre's a tough guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that big headbutt.
Hogan went down on one shot from Andre the Giant.
And he went, here's the thing about a headbutt. I heard Paul Heyman talk about this. If you told nobody for the next year
mm-hmm.
to use a headlock.
Yeah.
Nobody used a headlock and you didn't say anything about it. There's just not a headlock ever on TV.
Yeah.
Any matches. And then you bring Mark Henry in and he puts somebody in a headlock and he squeezes them and they submit.
Oh gosh.
Then you can get the headlock over.
Wow.
And that's what they did. That's what they did here with a headbutt from Andre.
Yeah.
The headbutt was over. As he headbutts you, it's over with.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He'll hurt you. And here again, here's Andre. He's out there. He's not trying to chain wrestle with nobody. He knows
yeah.
he can't do it. He knows who he is. He
yeah.
knows what he is. And he goes out there and he works a match that makes him look good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Oh, so good, man. This
what's he doing? He's just squeezing him on the neck.
Yeah.
But because nobody else did that. You believe, wow.
Yeah. And Hulk Hogan is selling for Andre. And do you know why? Because if he doesn't, Andre's going to make it where, what percentage does that say?
8. We're on 8% battery here. I'm going to kind of talk a little bit while Heath.
Mark, it's what you've always waited for. It's your guitar solo.
You need to go away so I can actually talk about wrestling without you. I'm making a point over here about how you can get a headlock over in 2017, and Heath is wanting to interrupt me and talk about the fact that it says Mega Powers across the back of Hulk Hogan's trunks. But now we see Savage going crazy. He's drawn in. And this is just classic. I mean, this is classic tag team wrestling, man. This is how tag team wrestling is supposed to work. You pour the heat, and then you work to a hot tag. And nobody sold better than Hulk Hogan. I mean, Hulk Hogan, when he was getting beat down, you honestly believed Hulk Hogan was going to die. There's a chance he may die in the ring, and that's just what we're seeing now. These guys will pour the heat on Hulk Hogan, and then he'll make a hot tag to Randy Savage, and it'll be awesome. Speaking of doing hot tags, Heath's almost back. I've been making points about the way wrestling works. Now let's go ahead and listen to Heath talk about how Randy Savage didn't have his knee pads pulled up high enough. Oh, hey, Heath, how you doing? I was just keeping it together. I didn't say anything.
Mark, I just noticed, just real briefly in that shot, Randy Savage is on the apron, and his knee pads
see,
pulled up?
That's amazing that you said that, Heath. I was just noticing the same thing.
Yeah, something's off about that.
It's like they're pulled to the side almost. They're not squared up with the front of the knee.
Listen, Hulk Hogan, man. Oh, dude, he's so good, man. So good. It is not people our age who go back and say Hulk Hogan was not that good because we remember how he made us feel.
Well, it's like we've always talked about. I mean, when you're a kid and you saw a guy like Hulk Hogan, I get it. If I had been 20,
yeah.
I probably would have felt the same way about Hulk Hogan. But I wasn't. You know, I was 9 or 10 when I first started watching Hulk Hogan.
Right.
So, you know.
But people like Bruce Mitchell, who's a little bit older than us, he would have hated Hulk Hogan.
He said for people my age, he was just the fake tan phony.
Right.
That did cartoon wrestling. And I get that. I absolutely understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would no doubt have felt the same way. And I've always said that the moment that I became, I don't want to use the term a smart fan, but that's kind of the transition you make at some point to not necessarily being smart to the business, but when you realize it's about more than posing and it's about more than that and that formulaic match. And Randy Savage is the guy that's responsible for that.
And Hogan, he's not coming back on Andre. He's coming back on DiBiase. Double down. Look at Savage, man. He's
chomping at the bit.
Savage is not – we just talked about this at the Bob Evans seminar. Savage is not clapping and trying to get the whole crowd to clap. He's just getting fired up, and the crowd is like built – the tension's building with him, and now he's in and going nuts.
And you see there's a subtle thing they did there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is?
I don't.
All right. Normally what would have happened is DiBiase would have made a tag to Andre.
Right.
And then Hogan would have made the tag to Savage, but that's not what they did.
Right.
Because Andre's not going to come in and feed Savage three times.
Right.
So instead of him coming in and feeding Savage three times and DiBiase feeding Savage three times, they just did some amazing over-the-top ropes with Savage. And the people are into it because Andre wasn't going to be able to go at that pace. And that's what you do. You protect a guy like Andre.
Yeah.
And now we'll see them do it again.
And now they're going to slow down, put on the – well, I thought they were going to slow down, put on the heat. But eventually – Andre will get the upper hand on.
Oh yeah.
If I'm thinking correctly, that might be the only time I've ever remember seeing Randy Savage do a crossbody block like that. And now you get Andre, while Savage is down, and now we're going to see Andre do his four or five things, and it's going to be like, oh my goodness, can Savage survive?
He should turn his back to him here in a minute.
Yep.
Yep. Boom.
Just going to crush him in the corner. So something so simple.
When you're that big, you can do those kind of things.
Yeah.
And just pick Savage up by his throat like he's nothing.
Oh, man.
The original stink face.
Yeah. Wrestling's fake, though. I'm telling you, ain't no way to fake a 500-pound man sitting on your head.
No.
You know what Randy Savage is thinking about? He's not thinking, man, take it easy, Andre. He's thinking, cha-ching.
Yeah, he's thinking about cha-ching. He's thinking about what new car he's going to buy.
Right.
Or that property that he's been looking at down in Florida. He's thinking about that kind of stuff.
Or, hey, I get to go home with Elizabeth tonight.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ted DiBiase is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good.
I put Ted DiBiase in a class with guys, a couple other guys, maybe Ricky Steamboat, where I had to be a little older to appreciate how good they were.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you didn't get it at the time how good he was.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
There are guys like Curt Hennig, guys we talk about a lot, Ted DiBiase, guys that never held the NWA or the WWF world title. Because I know Curt Hennig, you know, held the AWA title.
Uh-huh.
Would you say that for some of those guys, like Roddy Piper, it obviously did not hurt him that he never was a world.
He wanted to be a champion, just so you know.
Right, right. But what I'm saying, to me, there's a class of guys like DiBiase who are so good in their own way that they You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. They don't necessarily need the world title.
Right.
But guys like DiBiase and Hennig, the thing with them is they're too good.
Yeah.
At making other guys look good. And they were smart enough to know that the money was in working the big long-term program with Hulk Hogan rather than just beating Hulk Hogan. Now, that doesn't mean who's to say that, oh, Savage, no.
Oh.
There wouldn't have been money in Hulk Hogan chasing DiBiase for the title.
No,
there
right.
There would have been money in that. But there was money in doing this. And here we go, the scene we've seen so many times.
Oh, just headbutt in the back of the head. And they just, about a minute ago in the match, you if you're watching it, you saw it, they finally got Andre down, and it was the biggest pop of the night.
Right.
Was Andre just falling down from a shot from Hogan. Mm-hmm. And this is when, here we go.
Here we go. This is a moment that made all of us.
Yeah.
Woozy when we were kids, and it's so. I wish I could go back to a time in life
when you
when this was scandalous, don't you?
This is how it happened, Mark. We rented the SummerSlam VHS and we fast forwarded to this moment,
right?
This moment we're about to watch, which pales into comparison to so many other things we've seen, arguing going on. Bobby Heenan's trying, they're trying to get Elizabeth off, and then she just pulls off her dress. And she's just got on
it's just a regular little old pancake butt with a bikini bottom on.
Yeah. It's like, if I'm being honest, as a 13-year-old boy, I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. She needs to eat something.
Yeah. And as a man, today, I give that booty, I wish I had two extra thumbs so I could give it four thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, and then you got Hogan and Savage, and that was their plan all along, and you realize, and so everybody's distracted, and here comes Savage hits Andre. Hogan's going to, and you know what's going to happen.
Here we go, body slam, setting up for the best-looking elbow drop.
Here we go. We talked about this on our finishers.
And I mean, look at the distance, man.
Boom!
Oh, it's so good. And not just the elbow.
Yeah.
The
big That's what people drive. Paid to see. And DiBiase knew. Just perfect, man. Just the whole thing and teasing the Jesse deal and just so great, man. There's nothing like this in wrestling today.
And look at those people, man. Nobody there is going, I don't know about Andre's work rate.
That match, that was only about an 18-minute match, maybe. Yeah, I'd
have to give that match 2.5 stars.
Yeah.
Nobody was saying that. Nobody in the, look at those people. Those people are happy.
And here we
here we go.
I saw the stinger eyes, Hulk Hogan.
That is still. Look at him. Did you see the look, Savage?
Yes. Hogan? Brilliant. He's a brilliant performer because even in that moment, he knows where we're going.
Right.
He knows this is not the main event. This is just a piece of the puzzle of the story they're trying to tell. Even now, he's still looking at him funny. Hogan must pose. Hey, let's turn to this side.
I'm going to Orlando here in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And Hogan has a beach shop in Orlando, and he was just there.
Oh.
And, I mean, nothing will make me happier. I'll be there 10 days, and I intend to check their schedule. If Hogan is there, I will be at Hogan's beach shop to meet Hulk Hogan.
You know, Ted DiBiase is going to be down there signing autographs. I think it's in, the next couple of weeks, though.
Really? I need to look at – I'm sure they have a schedule online of who's going to be there. But I'm definitely – they. I mean, it's – I think they have, just tons of Hulk – I mean, obviously Hulk Hogan memorabilia and stuff. So they got some cool stuff in there.
Not as much as Hulk Hogan's Pasta Mania at the Mall of America.
No, probably not quite that much, but still a lot of stuff. You think the sauce at Hulk Hogan's Pasta Mania was better than that sauce you had today?
It couldn't have been worse. The sauce at the pizza buffet, the tomato sauce, was terrible. But they put out a dessert –
boy, didn't they though?
I'm ready to go on record. Best dessert I've ever had at a establishment serving a pizza buffet.
Yes, I would agree. And I may even go so far as to say best dessert I've ever had at a buffet restaurant. Maybe not, because, man, there's been some good buffets that had some...
Because, see, when I lived in Pennsylvania, we'd go out to the Amish country, and there was... I can't remember the name of it, but it was like this huge smorgasbord-type place, and right. Some of their desserts were...
Even Diener's. Those pies that they serve, that peanut butter pie that they got is, man, we got to go back to Diener's for lunch.
But we said it today, this is not a good pizza buffet. No. It's an average pizza buffet. It's a fine, for our town, for my town, it's fine, okay? But when you've traveled the world, like Mark and I have, and we have high expectations.
I've eaten a lot of pizza.
Listen, we have wined and dined with kings and queens. Listen,
I really have slept in alleys and dined on pork and beans.
And the fact is, it's fine. But it was an amazing dessert. And if that's the only thing that he said,
I always thank Oconee's Finest.
Yeah.
Or whoever, the sheriff's officer that was in there who told me, you need to try this because this is really good.
He did, huh?
Yes, he did. He's the one who asked for that.
And she made sure to come out and tell him.
Right. She told him it was there. And I said, what's the other? Because it looked good. So I went around and he said, this is what you want right here.
See, I didn't, at first glance, I didn't, because it just looked like it was drowning in the sauce.
And there's nothing wrong with a dessert that's drowning in sauce.
No, it was delicious. It was delicious.
It had this buttery sauce on it, and it had like a Boston cream pie filling.
That was great, man. If that was the only thing they'd had on the buffet, I'd have paid my $8.
I would have got $8 worth. I'd have got $16 worth of that. I'd have got my money's worth out of it.
It was phenomenal. And now we know if we go back, the first thing is say, hey, can you put that out there?
Right.
Because for me, I am more likely to go back to that pizza buffet. I will force – my kids don't like that place.
Right.
And I'm going to say, we're going. Just so I can have that dessert.
Right. I'm willing to eat like 8 pieces of subpar pepperoni to get that dessert pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's that good. It's tremendous.
You know what else is good, don't you?
Yeah.
Being a patron of the Double Dropkick Show.
That's right. We are always looking to add value. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this, I want you to think about this. We talked about Mark. The last episode, Mark canceled his WWE Network. That was $9.99 a month. Uh-huh. For the whole year, that's right around $120. Uh-huh. Okay? You can buy a lot for $120.
Right.
Probably today at some point, I'm going to end up at some convenience store. Uh-huh. I might go in there and buy me a drink. That's going to be $1.75. Uh-huh. All right? For less than the cost of a soda... All right. For less than the cost of a soda, you can become a patron of the Double Dropkick Show, $1 a month. Uh-huh. $12 for the year. You can cancel any time. Maybe we need to mention this, okay? You become a patron, $1. We put you in our private Facebook group. Mm-hmm. When you join, okay, you pay $1 today. Mm-hmm. You get access to all the patrons' videos we've ever released on the Patreon page, patreon.com/doubledropkick. Right now, if you're not a patron, they're just locked. But once you become a patron and log in, you can see all those videos where we go behind the scenes and we talk about stuff we don't talk on here, including a recent discussion on Ric Flair. We do those when we record those, they're live in our private Facebook group.
Right. That's exclusive. Not everybody gets to be a member of that. You got to be a patron. We have people ask us, can we get in the group? No, this is for our patrons only.
Right.
There's nobody in that group that's not a patron except you and me.
Right. And you pay $1 and you go in there and you're like, you know what? I'm not getting the value of my dollar. You can cancel.
Yeah.
You can cancel. And let me tell you, if you get in there, and you find that you're not getting the value of a dollar, then we probably need to rethink things.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not promising you the moon here, but we always do try to do a little something extra.
And
I always try to do Carrie's Corner. I used to try to do it every week.
Right.
Scheduling-wise, I'm not able to do that.
And Carrie's Corner is where people ask you questions, right, and you talk about things.
If you interacting with me is pretty much exclusively in the, and not that I'm special or anything, right, like that. That's where I focus my attention is on our patrons, man.
And if you, okay, so if you're in our wrestling group, the wrestling you grew up with, 96,000 people, okay, there's sometimes just like, oh man, you know, we're having the same discussions in all these wrestling groups because most of us are a member of multiple wrestling groups. And you got Joe Blow, and he's posting the same video he saw in 8 different groups, not the patrons group.
No.
Patrons group is very focused. It's an intelligent wrestling discussion. I don't know that we've ever talked about Roman Reigns in there. We don't really talk about a lot of the...
Yeah, it's more about the people who are interested. If you're, like, interested in the history...
We talk about what you want to talk about.
Basically, yeah.
The patrons group is driven by the patrons. Mm-hmm. We're about to... we're going to record... we're on... it's Thursday, August 17th. It's a recording day. We're recording a bunch of episodes. 2 of the episodes we're going to record were patron ideas.
Yes. Right.
And so that's the thing, is you have input into the show,
right,
if you are a patron. Mm-hmm. So shout out to all those guys, our $1 patrons. Hey, if you want to give more than a dollar, totally cool. We've got some $5 patrons. We got some guys who give us who are $10 patrons. And our goal is to take care of people. Jordan Payne joined, and he got a signed DDP picture for $10 a month, and it's good stuff, man. So it's no risk. No risk. You can cancel after a month if you don't like it. Totally. But what do you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. You got a dollar.
Come on.
You got a dollar.
You bum. Here we are, panhandling.
I feel like
we're panhandling.
I feel like the Hurley boy off Saturday Night Live. Yeah. Let the boy sleep in you. Can you sleep in your house? Can you sleep in your bed?
For God's sake. Let the boy sleep in your bed.
That was great. So hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
All of our episodes are available at the Double Dropkick Show. DoubleDropkick.com is the website. There's more than just podcasts there. There's reviews and different interviews and things like that. iTunes, Double Dropkick Show, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Everywhere you can find a podcast, you can find the Double Dropkick Show. We are the fastest growing podcast in Oconee County. We have to be one of the, how do I say this? We got to be one of the fastest growing wrestling podcasts. That's just mom and pop like right. this. Right. That doesn't have the corporate sponsors and things like that. We are growing literally exponentially. We're getting twice as many downloads a day as we did a year ago this time. Again, not tooting our own horn. That's all to you guys because you guys have helped get the word out. And you're downloading our episodes. So hats off to you. Hats off to all of you. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel. We're now recording, doing a video recording. I know it's beautiful. You see, you know, what we've been talking about, my mom's basement all this time. It's really not all it's cracked up
to
be.
You get to see me yawn and look at the
camera. That's right. That's right.
Even I'm bored with Heath at this point.
But, hey, got to pay the bills. That's all we're trying to do. So make sure you tune in next week. Some great episodes coming up. What if Bret Hart had been the third man in the NWO? That's next time. But for now, and the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.